Thank you.
Greetings to all of you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Yes, I've been a pastor in Canada. I've served as a missionary in Africa. But I also, before that, was a school teacher in British Columbia. And a politician here in British Columbia. I served two terms of office as an alderman and the chairman of the regional district.
Okay, 他在就是地区的这个地区社区里面，他进行了两个office里面工作过。
But the piece of me that I'm going to show you today is really a teacher.
但是今天我要向你们宣讲的信息，整个很像是老师讲的信息一样。
And as we move through the scripture passage today,
当我们来看今天的圣经的时候，
I want to do two things.
我想做两件事情。
I want to open the passage of Scripture to you. And I want to show you some of what made Ephesus so important for the church. Now, next Sunday,
下一个星期天,
are you going to pick them or do you want me to?
为什么美玲想按这个还是让Brian按
I'm going to show you some images of Ephesus today.
今天我要向你们展示一些以弗所教会的照片。
And I'm going to show you a few icons.
我也向你们展示一些这些圣像。
Which are famous images of Christ over the centuries.
也是这些圣像都是过去几个世纪以来非常有名的耶稣关于耶稣基督的这种描述。
Now, next Sunday is a high holy day for many Canadians who are sports minded.
下个星期天是一个对很多的加拿大人，尤其那些爱好运动的人来说，是一个非常重要、非常神圣的一个星期。
It's called Grey Cup Day.
今天被称为 Grey Cup Day， 我不知道怎么翻译这个。
But it is also the first Sunday of Advent next week.
但是更重要的是，它也是 Advent 这个节气，基督教的年历里面这个节气的开始。
And Advent is that time in the Christian year when for four Sundays before Christmas, we prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of the Messiah.
Advent是这样一个节气，在圣诞节前的四周，然后我们就开始预备我们的心，预备我们的头脑和心灵，来迎接耶稣基督的降临。
And we remember that first Advent of our Lord when born of the Virgin Mary in a stable in Bethlehem.
我们记得我们去纪念我们的主第一次降临到这个世界，就是他在伯利恒的马厩里面降生的。
But historically, the Christian Church has also used the Advent season to think about the return of the Messiah.
历史上的教会不仅仅去纪念耶稣曾经的降临，更用 Advent 这个节气去盼望我们的主再次的降临。
So if you were one to follow the Christian calendar,
所以作为那些就跟随教会年历，按照这个年历的来敬拜的人来说，
this Sunday today is what we call Christ the King Sunday.
今天这个主日是一年的最后一个被称之为基督为王主日。
We focus on the King of Kings.
然后今天我们会把注意力放在这位万王之王的身上。
And recognize that the Redeemer of the world is also the one who will be the judge of the living and the dead.
然后我们意识到我们这位世界的拯救者，同时也将是那位审判死人活人的那位神，那位主。
And the Christ the King, the Messiah, is the focus of our scripture today.
我们今天读的圣经的重点就是关于我们的基督，我们的王。
Now, in the passage that we read today, Paul has written to the church in Ephesus. And this church was special to Paul. Paul had spent some time there. And if you remember your Bible stories, that young man Timothy,
那个年轻人提摩太,
had been a pastor there.
也曾经在以弗所这个教会里面牧养过。
And it later was the place of ministry for the beloved disciple John. Now, this photo shows the ruins of the church of the beloved disciple. And as we know, in the last couple of weeks, Turkey is a country with lots of earthquakes.
我们上周我们看了新闻，我们也知道土耳其是一个有很多很多地震的这样一个国家。
And the Church of the Beloved was destroyed by a major earthquake many centuries ago.
那么这位被主所爱的使徒，他的教会也是在历史上一个很大的地震里面被毁掉。But
the Muslims have even allowed it to remain as a shrine for John the Beloved Disciple.
但是那些穆斯林甚至都不允许他们成为这位被爱的使徒他的一个纪念之地。
And this is believed to be the actual tomb of the beloved disciple.
那这个地方我们看到这个地方这个图片是那位被爱的使徒按照历史上的传说是他的埋葬之地，就是他的坟墓。
Just for example, they had built a baptismal tank in the church itself.
我们看到这个教会里面有一个洗礼的池子。
And on me, as I walked through there without water,
the tank
would have been this deep.
那个水池大概有到腰这么高。
So some of you would have been baptized to here to walk through.
有的人可能说觉得洗礼是那个水池会到比头还高，实际上不是这样。
It is also believed that Mary.
我们也相信一件事情，历史上的记载是玛利亚，
as in the mother of Jesus, lived there for a while.
就是耶稣的母亲，她曾经在这个城市里面居住过。
You remember on the cross,
你记得在十字架上的时候，
Jesus had spoken to both John and to Mary.
耶稣曾经在十字架上对约翰和玛利亚说，
and said in John chapter 19, verse 26 and 27,
在约翰福音的19章26和27节里面记载着。
That woman, here is your son.
他对那个说，女人，这是你的儿子。
And said to the disciple, here is your mother.
然后他又对约翰说，这是你的母亲。
And the scripture says, from that time on, this disciple took her into his house.
然后圣经记载说，从那个时候开始，这个门徒就是约翰，把这个玛利亚带到自己的家里去。
And so, it is believed that John took her to Ephesus.
所以我们相信一件事情，教会相信约翰以后一直带着玛利亚，把玛利亚带到了以弗所。
And this is the ruins of the Church of Mary.
这是我们看到的一个废墟，这个废墟就是玛利亚的教会。
In the ancient city of Ephesus.
在以弗所，也是在以弗所这个城市里面。
Still remembered there today.
今天这个城市还仍然，这个教堂仍然用着玛利亚的名字。
And Muslims revere Mary. Muslims. Islam reveres her.
Okay, reveres. Okay, 那些穆斯林仍然去敬仰玛利亚。
It was a somewhat troubled church, however.
但是这个教会是充满了麻烦的教会。In
this port city, Paul had experienced the riot because of his preaching.
在这个港口城市里面，保罗曾经因为他所讲的道而面对一群暴民。
If you remember, many folk had begun to believe and left the worship of the goddess Artemis.
你如果记得圣经使徒行传曾经记载过，有很多的人就去听这个讲道，并且去相信，然后他们离开了原来他们的信仰，就是阿尔特弥斯。
The silversmiths who made idols.
然后那个地方的城市里面有银匠，是专门给这个亚丁尼女神。
Had lost a huge amount of business.
然后他们失去了他们的生意。Now
Artemis was the same goddess as Diana.
然后这个亚丁尼女神，这个和合本这样的翻译，现代的翻译叫阿尔特弥斯，她也是希腊的神，叫雅典娜。Artemis
was the Greek version of it.
阿尔特弥斯是希腊文的翻译方式。And
Diana was the Roman version of the same goddess.
Diana是罗马版本的，是同一个神。罗马叫戴安娜，然后希腊叫阿尔特弥斯或者亚丁尼。Now
she was viewed a little bit differently in the two cultures.
在两个不同的文化里面，她有对他们有不太一样的这种描述。She
was to all, both Greek and Roman.
在罗马和希腊，她都被当作神敬拜。
The protector of women to childbirth.
她是保护女性在生产的时候的这个女神。
She was seen also as the moon goddess.
她也被当作月亮神。
The crown on the statue of her,
我们看到这个雕像上面，她的头上那个冠冕
is in the shape of a partial moon.
我们看到那个冠冕的形状是月亮月牙的形状。
And even today, some who practice witchcraft follow her.
今天有很多行巫术的人，也仍然去敬拜这位神。
She was also the hunter goddess.
她也是被当作狩猎的女神，打猎的女神。
And this statue shows of her carrying a bow and arrows.
我们看到在这个图片上，她后面背着的是什么？一袋的箭。
With her hand on the head of a deer.
她的手按着一头鹿。
And the mythology was,
她的神话传说是这样的。
That she was bathing in the river with her attendants.
然后她带着她的夫人，她在一条河里面洗澡。
And one of the lesser Greek gods saw her naked.
然后有一个地位稍微低一点的希腊神，这个神看到了他裸体的样子。
So she turned him into a stag, into a deer.
然后阿尔特弥斯就把这个更地位低一点的神变成了一头鹿。
And hunted him down and killed him.
然后去追逐他，射他，然后把他杀掉了。
She was also seen as a fertility goddess.
她也被当作一位代表着丰盛，就是丰饶的这样一位神。
What that meant was if you wanted a good crop,
这意思是什么呢？就是说，假如你想要你的庄稼长得好
，if you wanted a child,
你想要生孩子
，if you wanted good fortune in your business,
你也想要，或者是你想要你的生意兴隆
，you went to the temple of Artemis,
所以你就到阿尔特弥斯的神庙里面去
，and did some funny things,
然后做一些非常稀奇古怪的事情在那个地方
，as your worship of her,
你去敬拜她。
Now Paul had had success in Ephesus.
保罗的宣教在以弗所得到了成功。
So much so that there had been significant number of conversions away from Artemis to Jesus.
有很多的人信主，他们抛弃了阿尔特弥斯的信仰。
And of course, that threatened the income of the idol makers.
很明显，他们的这种转变，他们信主这件事情，影响了那些做阿尔特弥斯雕像的那些匠人他们的生意。
So.Demetrius, the silversmith,
我们看到圣经上讲到那个银匠
had gathered a mob together and started a riot.
就召集起了一群人，然后开始去发动一场暴乱。
And Acts chapter 19 tells us,
在使徒行传的第十九章里面告诉我们
that two of Paul's companions,
有两个保罗的同行者，两个保罗的同工
Gaius and Aristarchus.
Gaius 和 Aristarchus
were hauled to the theater.
他们被推到这个以弗所的这个剧场里面
because the goddess was being shamed.
因为他们那个阿尔特弥斯神被羞辱
So they came and were gathered in the theater in Ephesus.
所以他们在以弗所的这个剧场里面聚集
before the local authorities.
他们把这些人带到了他们当地的法官和执政官的面前。
Now this is the actual theater as it exists today in Ephesus.
这是以弗所当时就是当时的那个剧场，今天仍然在这个地方。
It held approximately 24,000 people.
它能够容纳下24,000名观众。
And two years ago, Bono or U2, for those of you who know your music.
两年之前 ，Bono 一个音乐家，可能如果你愿意的话，你可以上 YouTube 上来搜索，他曾经在那边举行音乐会
，played to 20,000 people in the same stadium，
在同样一个地方，向24,000名观众来举行音乐会
，and that's the stage down below，
这是那个剧场的下面的舞台。
That's not the Apostle Paul, that's me.
上面那个人不是保罗，而是 Brian.
Demetrius had said to the crowd in Acts 19, verse 27,
在19章27节，
There is danger not only that our trade will lose its good name,
他说这样不独我的事业被人藐视。
But also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will be discredited.
就是连大女神亚底米的庙也要被人轻忽。
And the goddess herself, who is worshipped throughout the province of Asia and the world.
连亚细亚全地和普天下所敬拜大女神之威荣也要消灭了。
Will be robbed of her divine majesty.
然后她的威荣都将被消灭。
Now the temple of Artemis is one of the seven wonders of the world.
但是阿尔特弥斯的神庙在以弗所的神庙是当时的世界七大奇迹之一。
It too was destroyed by a number of earthquakes.
同样，这座神庙今天也被毁掉了，因为是那地方有很多很多的地震。
But Demetrius was correct in his prophesying.
但是这个吟教他是对的，因为他是预言了一件事情。
The preaching about Jesus as Messiah and as Christ, the King.
当保罗的讲道就是耶稣是弥赛亚，是君王，是救世主。
Did just as Demetrius had said.
就像这位 Demetrius 这个银匠所讲的一样。
It had robbed Artemis of the power and her divine majesty.
完全的剥夺了阿尔特弥斯他们所信奉的神他的威荣和荣耀。
Because when Jesus is accepted as Redeemer, all other gods or idols are surpassed.
当耶稣被当作我们的拯救者的时候，救赎者的时候，那所有的其他的神或者其他的那个偶像，他们的能力都被耶稣所胜过。
Now my wife and I served in East Africa along with Kerry faculty.
Brian 和他的太太曾经和Kerry 的其他的同工一起在东非工作过。
We've had a teaching project in Kenya since 1985.
1985年直到现在，他们在肯尼亚有教课的这种教授神学的这种项目。
Amongst a tribal people called the Kamba tribe.
在那个地方有一个部落，称之为 Kamba 这个部落。
Now historically, the Kamba were feared for their witchcraft.
他在历史上，直到今天，他们 Kamba 人非常怕他们的巫师。
The Muslims are afraid to go into this area of Kenya and try and win them for Islam.
穆斯林也害怕他们，因为不敢到那个地方，那个偏远的地区，康巴那个地方人呢，他们也不敢去想方设法让那些人成为穆斯林。
Because the Muslims believe that these witches and witch doctors can conjure up a genie.
Oh, yeah, a genie. Okay. 然后他们相信，因为这些穆斯林相信，就是康巴人他们的巫师可以呼唤、召唤出一个什么 genie， 就是那个邪灵那种东西。
So the Muslims avoid this area.
所以那些穆斯林也害怕，不敢去这个地方。
And Christianity is flourishing in this area.
但是在这个地方，基督教兴盛起来。
This man, when he died, was 118 years.
118 years old.
Ready?
When he died.
Okay.
When he died.
I don't believe that, but that's why I'm wondering. 我刚才不敢相信，他说这个人死的时候是180岁 sorry.
I had the privilege of doing the eulogy at his funeral.
然后我有这种荣幸在他的葬礼上举行葬礼的仪式。
He told me stories of at the beginning of the First World War.
他说讲述的一个故事，在第一次世界大战的那个开始的那个时候。
He was left with all the cattle to look after for his family.
他被派去照顾他们家里所有的那些牛。
So all you have to do is do the math.
所以他需要做的是去记录这些牛到底有多少，记录那个数字。
But the story I want to tell you about him.
但是我想讲的故事是这样的。
Is that the Kamba people believe if you are cursed,
the Kamba 人相信一件事，如果有人诅咒你的话，
you will die,
你就会死。
And they do.
然后他们确确实实被诅咒了之后，真的会死。
I was in his office one day.
有一天我在他的 office 里面，办公室里面。
And a man came rushing in, didn't even ask for permission, just came straight in.
有一个人直接的冲到了这个办公室里面，甚至没有问说我可不可以进来。
And he had been cursed to death.
他在那一天他知道自己被诅咒了，要诅咒他去死。
And I sat there because I speak Swahili fluently.
然后也我坐在那个地方，因为我正在那个地方跟人说话。
And listened as the bishop told this man about Jesus.
然后我就听着这个主教他跟那个被诅咒的人来，跟那个男人来讲述关于耶稣基督的事情。
And assured the man that Jesus had the power over all curses all powers, all authorities, all demons.
然后他去告诉这个男人，耶稣有权柄，耶稣的权柄胜过所有的魔鬼，胜过所有的诅咒，胜过所有的权势。
I think it's such a huge part of our faith that all gods and goddesses are subject to the power and majesty of Christ the King.
我相信对我们而言这是非常重要的知识，就是所有的其他的宗教的神或者是这种巫术或者能力都远远的无法胜过我们的主耶稣基督。
So in that passage we read today from Ephesians chapter 1, we read it together.
所以我们今天读的圣经里面以弗所书第一章里面的信息。
Paul gives thanks for the Ephesian people.
保罗感谢以弗所的百姓。
He asks for wisdom, revelation, and power for the church there in Ephesus.
他为以弗所的教会而祈求神赐给他们智慧能力。
He asks,in a sense, in his prayer,
他在祷告里面祈求这些事情。
For the power of the and authority of God to be with the church at Ephesus.
祈求神的能力以及神的权柄与以弗所的教会在一起。
Ephesus was quite an advanced city for its time.
在那个时候，以弗所是一个非常先进的城市。
They have uncovered sewer pipes.
我们看到那个地方的人的供水管道。
2,000 years ago, they had running water and sewers.
他们有清水供应清水的管道，他们也有下水道。
They had public toilets.
他们有公共厕所。
Those are made of marble.
这是大理石雕刻的。
There are places even in Canada where there aren't toilets and running water.
我们知道，即便在加拿大，有的地方也没有什么没有公共厕所。
There's one of the sidewalks in front of the shops.
它在一个商店的前面的那种走路的那个街道。
I mean, if you went to that new shop that opened yesterday,
假如你去过昨天刚看的那个大的商店
selling all the Versace,
Versace,
that's a brand name.
他们去卖那些东西。
You wouldn't have found a sidewalk that fancy out there.
你会发现他们的那个步行道没有这个更漂亮，这个更漂亮。
Imagine a city like that 2,000 years ago.
你可以想象两千年前的城市就是这样。
So there's a reason why would they need Jesus?
所以他们的问题就是为什么他们需要耶稣呢
？They had their goddess that gave them wealth.
他们有他们相信他们的女神，他们那个女神，他们相信那个女神带给他们财富。
They had money. They had sidewalks.
他们有钱，他们有这么漂亮的街道。
They had plumbing. What more do you need?
他们有下水道，他们还需要什么
？They even had chemists or drug stores.
他们甚至有这样的药店。
And we know that because you may not let me step over
here. 你看到它是药店，我们知道它是药店，是因为它要这样。
Around the sword,
它放到中间是一柄剑。
There is a cup with a mortise and pestle.
Okay, 上面是个杯子，这个杯子形状是一个什么？是一个那个捣药的那个杵和那个。
And the image of a snake winding around it, which is still an image of medicine today.
然后下面是一条蛇绕在这个剑上。我们知道蛇绕着剑是什么？今天也是代表着医药的标志。
Now in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 and 21 as we read,
在以弗所书我们今天读的圣经里面第一章的圣经里面
Paul writes,
保罗这样说
He, that is God, raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms.
他说在以弗所书第一章第二十节里面他是这样说的就是照耶稣基督身上所运行的大能使他从死里复活
Far above all rule and authority and dominion.
死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右边远超过一切执政的掌权的有能的主治的和一切有名的
And every name that can be invoked not only in the present age but also in the one to come.
不但今世的连来世的也都超过了
We do not worship a king who is dead.
我们并不是在敬拜一位死掉的已经死掉的君王。
Yeah, we recognize the importance of the cross.
我们确实我们知道那十字架的死亡是非常非常重要。
The cross is core to our faith.
我们的十字架是我们信心的核心。
But more exciting for us, we have an empty tomb.
但是更重要的是我们还有一个空的坟墓。
Sometimes I think rather than wearing a cross around our neck, we should wear an empty tomb.
有的时候我想我们不应该带一个十字架，我们更重要更应该带什么一个空的坟墓一个标记。
And every spring we are able to celebrate and show He is risen.
然后每一个春天在春季的时候，我们都一起去庆祝去纪念，并且在里面去高呼说他已经复活了。
It is the risen Christ who is King.
然后我们知道这位复活的耶稣才是我们的君王。
Now this photograph is in Jerusalem.
我们看到这个照片是耶路撒冷的照片。
Protestants believe this is the tomb area.
然后我们的基督教新教的教徒相信这个坟墓是这样一个区域。
If you go on a tour, they will show you where the Catholics believe the empty tomb was.
然后他们相信这是新教的教徒相信这是耶稣来到耶稣那个坟墓。
But we're both in agreement, he is risen.
如果你和导游去的话，导游会指示你天主教相信耶稣来到那个坟墓是哪一个，不是同一个。但是我们重要的是我们都相信一件事情，他复活了。
Psalm 110 verse 1
诗篇第110篇第一节里面说到
The psalmist wrote The Lord said to my Lord Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet
耶和华对我主说你坐在我的右边等我使仇敌做你的脚凳。
It is suggested in many commentaries that Paul used that passage in the Old Testament
在很多的解经书里面都说保罗使用这段圣经旧约里面的圣经
particularly to show the Jewish readers and listeners that the Old Testament prophecy has been fulfilled
像那些尤其像那些有犹太背景的那些人去展示那么旧约的预言已经成就在我们中间了
So this Jesus whom we preach he says
所以他说就是这位耶稣基督就是我们所宣讲的这位耶稣基督
And this Jesus who we preach is king and sits at the right hand, the most powerful position to occupy.
然后就是这位耶稣基督，就是我们所宣讲的这位耶稣，他如今坐在神的右边，就是那位最有能力者的神，他的右边最有权势的那样一个位置上。
Back to our Ephesians passage.
所以我们回到看我们以弗所书的原信息。
Verse 22 and 23.
The 22 to 23.
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
22节23节他是这样说神又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的。
However, in eras past, like today,
然而在今天，在以往的事情历史里面
，there are empires like Rome,
有很多的帝国，就像罗马帝国那样
，like the Ming Dynasty,
就是
The Ming Dynasty,
就像明朝或者
，like Genghis Khan's rule,
就像成吉思汗。
Like the Ottoman Empire,
就是还有像奥斯曼帝国一样
who believe they are the highest and most elevated power in the world.
这些帝国都相信自己是最强大，这个世界上最最强大的势力。
In our day, there are kings and queens and presidents and dictators.
很普遍的就是他们的君王、他们的皇帝或者他们的统治者。
And there are nations that.Think they are the almighty power.
他们都相信他们这些君王们拥有超越的能力。
Spain conquered all of Latin America.
西班牙曾经占领过整个拉丁美洲。
Great Britain became an empire on whom they said the sun never sets.
你看，大英帝国曾经是日不落帝国。
Japan tried to make itself a world conquering power.
日本人也曾经希望自己是能够占领整个世界。
Germany tried.
德国人也曾经尝试过。
And more recently, the USA and China.
然后最近是美国和中国。
And they all believe and indoctrinate their citizens to believe they are all powerful.
然后他们都相信，他们也努力的让自己的百姓相信一件事情，他们是 And they
具有无所不备的能力。
And they think they can control the world.
他们相信觉得自己可以控制这个世界的未来。
They think financial power or military might.
他们相信他们相信自己手中的军事力量，也相信自己的财金钱的力量。
Moral authority or size of population.
他们相信自己的百姓，因为自己有众多的百姓，所以他们拥有无限的权利。
Even the mythology from their own cultures，
即便是他们自己文化里面的那些神话的传说里面
，makes them think that they are indestructible as nation，
也让他们觉得自己这个国家是无坚不摧的，不可能失败。
And there are men recently who believe they were loved so much by their people。
然后那个曾经相信自己。最近刚刚曾经相信自己被自己的百姓深深爱戴了。
That they believed that all their citizens wanted them as rulers.
然后他相信所有他的百姓都愿意他作为他们的统治者。
But we have seen in our lifetime.
但是我们在我们的活着的时候，我们就看见。
People like Hosni Mubarak from Egypt.
就像埃及他的穆巴拉克。
Muammar Gaddafi from Libya.
利比亚的卡扎菲。
Idi Amin from Uganda.
乌干达的那个总统
Kim Jong-il from North Korea
北朝鲜的金正日
All are self-deceived and believe their own propaganda
他们都那么的自恋他们都相信自己所宣传的东西
But Paul wanted the Ephesians to receive the letter
但是保罗希望以弗所的百姓他们去接受的这书信收到这封信里面
and for us reading it today
他也是写给我们今天的基督徒来读的书信
and he says no matter what name humans use to show that they are on top
说他不说不论这个世上的人用怎样的名有怎么样的荣耀的名去告诉别人自己有怎样的权柄
that they are the ruler that they are the leader
他们告诉你他们是统治者他们是永永久
Or any name they make up.
或者他们用他们任何他们发明的名
Jesus is above that one.
但是耶稣都远远的超过他们
And we must be reminded that there is none as high and raised up as Jesus.
我们必须始终的提醒自己知道这件事情就是世上没有谁能够超过我们这位复活的耶稣
He is the final authority and the ultimate judge of all the heavens and the earth.
他是天地的最终的审判者，他是最终的权柄。
Well, the old icon shows the people having to climb a ladder, but Jesus standing and pushing them off or letting them go by.
他说以前一个 icon 一个圣像，这个圣像里面你看到，你人们就是爬着梯子上天堂，但是耶稣站在上面，不喜欢的把他推下去。
I don't think it works that way.
我不相信这是真的。
There are times when I think that the church leadership gets things wrong.
但是有的时候我们知道在历史上教会的领袖们也曾经犯过错误。
Some traditions appoint authorities to rule the church and act in the place of Jesus.
有的传统然后他们去让教会的权柄胜过一切然后好像教会就是耶稣基督自己一样。
That is not biblical.
那是不符合圣经。
Christ is the head of the church.
基督他自己才是我们教会的。
And there is no other.
然后除了他之外没有。
Now we are invited to be ambassadors with Christ.
我们被邀请成为耶稣基督的大使使者。
We are invited to be the hands and feet of the Lord.
我们被邀请成为我们的主耶稣基督的手或者脚。
But we are not the head.
是他身体的一部分。但是我们不是头。
There is none but Jesus at the head of the church.
在教会里面没有谁能够超越耶稣基督的权柄。
Now, sadly, it is true in this time in world affairs.
但是很悲哀的是，在这个世界上的今天
，there are so many people who will not recognize Jesus.
有很多的人没有去认识我们的主耶稣基督。
But we know that Scripture tells us and promises us.
但是我们知道圣经曾经告诉我们，并且向我们许诺。
That one day it is very clear.
那么有一天，有这样一天，非常明确的告诉我们，有这样一天。
That every knee will bow.
是世界上的所有的膝盖都将屈膝跪拜。
And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所有的口都将去承认一件事情，就是耶稣基督是主。
I started today by saying that this was Christ the King Sunday.
我在今天的讲道的开始就说今天是基督为王主日。
And together we celebrate our obedience.
在今天同样我们来一起去纪念我们在主里面的顺从。
Our willingness to be children of God.
我们愿意成为神的儿女。
As we bow before Jesus, we acknowledge that we are citizens of God's kingdom.
当我们屈膝敬拜在耶稣基督的面前的时候，我们承认一件事情，就是我们是神天国的子民。
A couple of years ago, Kerry was teaching in Bolivia.
几年前，我们 Kerry 到玻利维亚那边开办学校教课教神学。
And Kerry's sister school in Bolivia in Cochabamba.
在玻利维亚一个地方叫 Cochabamba， 他那个叫一个叫 sister school， 建了一座学校。
Our Baptist seminary is right below this statue.
然后我们那个地方的那个浸信会的那个学校就在这个雕像的下面。
But we did not build it.
当然我们没有建，不是我们自己建这个雕像。
It was built by the Bolivian Catholics.
是玻利维亚的天主教会所修建的这样一个。
In competition against the Brazilians,
他们去跟建这个雕像去跟巴西的那个雕像来竞争。
This one is 1 foot higher.
这个雕像比巴西的那个
有高 And 1 foot wider.
也比巴西那个雕像宽一尺。
The one in Brazil.
比巴西那个雕像大一些。
I end with this image.
我最后我的讲道是用这幅图画来作为结束。
Of Christ the King saying to all of us, come.
因为我们的主耶稣基督我们的君王对所有的人说你们要来。
And by our very presence today,
我们今天就在这个地方。
It is to the King of Kings that we surrender.
因为我们是向这位万王之王而屈膝而敬拜。
And may the Lord bless this meditation in your hearts.
愿主祝福我们，也愿这个话在你的心里面默想。